We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Free Ticket Friday, The Secret Sound with Steve and Ted. And we have a contestant on the line. Jim is with us this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Staying warm out there, I hope, right, sir?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes I got to get out in it.
All right, we're going to play The Secret Sound, see if you can identify it for us. What do you think, Jim? What is that?
I think it's somebody clicking their mouse for their computer.
That's it! A computer mouse! Doesn't sound like much like Mickey Mouse, but there it is. All right, Jim, way to go. You have won a couple of pizzas from Papa John's and a couple of tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra when they're in town in December here in Wichita. So congratulations. Stay in line. Jad's going to talk to you here in a second.
Thank you.
All right, Jim. Free Ticket Friday here. Secret Sound, Steve and Ted.
Way to go, Jim.
Way to go, Jim. All right, now, three big things. Two dead after school shooting in California. Teen shooter in grave condition after turning gun on himself. Two. Family of football player who died of heat stroke plans to sue Garden City Community College. One. Plenty of reaction, mostly negative, to Wichita baseball team name Wind Surge. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And right now out there in traffic, we've got the heaviest traffic does seem to be on K96, and that is eastbound. Just coming off of I-135 over towards Hillside. So watch for slow traffic there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 58 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 34. Saturday sunny and breezy with a high of 59. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 3 miles per hour and 27 degrees at KNSS. And it looks like tomorrow is going to be the ideal day to put on a little sweater and go outside and start raking those leaves. Where I live in Riverside, we have a lot of leaves on the ground right now. It's a 7:50 with Steve and Ted, and our Steve and Ted poll question getting a lot of response there at our webpage, knssradio.com. Thank you for participating. Wichita Wind Surge, good team name for our city? Yes, 5%. No, 95%. So the Surge is not scoring well with the people who are taking part in the Steve and Ted scientific poll here, Ted. A couple of reactions that people have shared with us on Facebook. Cindy says, wind is fine, Surge is not. Pegasus, no. The colors are good.
Okay. Mixed reaction there.
Yeah, pretty mixed. Drew says, the city made a huge mistake. There are local designers and brand managers who would have done way more with less. This is a huge miss by City Hall.
Well, first of all, it's not the city's decision. That's completely wrong.
Nothing to do with it.
Has nothing to do with the city.
Right. So, Drew, sorry. By the way, if those all those creative people were out there, where were their ideas? I didn't see any. That would grab me. Okay, Darren says Wichita will have the third worst AAA name behind the Gwinnett Stripers and El Paso Chihuahuas. Thanks.
I like the name Chihuahua.
Yeah, I do too.
That's a feisty little dog, you know, like a little second baseman or something there.
All right, there you go. You can participate in the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com.
Mm.
It's 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. The S&P eked out a new record in an otherwise uneventful day on Wall Street Thursday. It gained 2 points. Its third straight increase after a decline Monday. Consumer-focused stocks, including Target and Lowe's, were the best performers, offsetting declines in technology and energy companies. Cisco Systems dropped sharply after giving investors a surprisingly weak revenue forecast.
Uh-oh.
Dow fell a point, dropping around 100 points earlier. The Nasdaq fell 3 points. Not a lot of change.
Not really.
Wall Street yesterday. Okay, 7:52 now, Steve and Ted. Changes for a Wichita company. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. We got some breaking news out on the cover. New leadership at a longtime Wichita commercial real estate firm. Brad Seville founded Landmark Commercial Real Estate in 1993. He's been the company's president. He's giving up that title to become CEO and has hired Kevin Dreiling to be Landmark's new president. Dreiling has had a 20-year career with Restaurant Management Company in Wichita. Dreiling is not new to real estate, though. His job at the Restaurant Management Company was oversight of the company's real estate and development for its franchise brands. Seville says his responsibilities will change, but he plans to remain active day-to-day, working with clients and development projects. Andy says Landmark will do more work with clients who want to make deals outside of Kansas. And this week we spend 10 minutes with Adam Smith. He's the new president of Exploration Place. Smith is a native of England. He was a curator of a museum of flight in Scotland and was museum director of the Experimental Aircraft Association. Smith grew up in Liverpool and says his happy place is taking kids through a museum. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So, Bill, is the surge growing on you yet? You feel excited?
Not sure. Not. It doesn't capture my imagination yet. Mm. It's interesting. My guest on the podcast this week that is up live now is Lou Schweckheimer. Mm. He came by and we talked about, you know, I asked him about, tell us about the process of figuring out this name. So.
Well, I hope we don't offend him so much he goes back to where he's from and doesn't come back.
He says even though it's critical, it's passionate, so he likes that.
All right. Today is National Philanthropy Day, honoring those who give back to their communities. The word philanthropy comes from Latin and Greek, philanthropia, which gives us kindliness, humanity, and love for mankind. In other words, what Bill Roy is all about. And from this, we take the philo, tending to, fond of. Anyway, we're going to have, Ted and I are going to MC their special recognition banquet today at the Hyatt Hotel in downtown Wichita. I understand that they couldn't get last year's MC to come and do the show because basically whoever it was said, you don't pay me enough to come down there and do that.
Oh, I see. There you go.
You've done it for a couple of years, haven't you, Bill? You've been the MC,
I've done it for 6-8 years, yeah.
Well, they said they loved what you do. They just decided they wanted somebody else this year. I hope you don't.
Well, you bet.
Your feelings aren't
fine.
Hurt, though.
That's no problem. Heck no. They're a great organization, and they if they want somebody else to do it, I think they ought to.
No,
that's
think,
great.
It's like you and Sierra Scott have plenty of business that way, being the MC. Didn't you do that?
Hey, guys, just don't mess this up today. This is a big deal.
Didn't
so.
You do that East Y Men's Club thing a while back, too?
I've done a lot of them, that's for sure.
You have.
Well, it's their ultimate way of performing philanthropy.
There you go.
Giving you and me a gig.
Exactly.
That's right.
You
we get to do our part. Thank you. Thanks, Bill. 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on the impeachment hearings. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yep. We'll have our weekly visit with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, previewing the game in Mexico City. And we'll talk with Mitch coming up about 20 minutes.
Plus entertainment news, right?
Yeah, we'll get you all your entertainment news heading into the weekend at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.